I've often thought that for many people, New Year's Eve must be the loneliest night of the year. Everyone jumping up and down, imbibing vast amounts of alcohol in a frenzy of unspontaneous merriment. Painted faces contorted in expressions of hysterical laughter. And at 12 o'clock, everyone joins hands and slurs their way through a Highland ballad with obscure lyrics. And then the morning after, waking up with a feeling that your brow was overhanging your eyes by about 2 feet, and that shaking your head would cause severe brain damage. You know, New Year's Eve was always a bit of a mystery to me. Is New Year's Eve just a legitimate excuse to get legless? Or is there a deeper significance to the day? The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that the Jewish year starts on the first of Tishrei, with the creation of man in September. The world into which Adam Harishon, Adam, was born, was an autumn world, a world of shortening days and lengthening nights. When Adam realized that the days were becoming shorter, he thought that night was gradually conquering day, that the night was eating up the day, consuming it, and eventually nothing would exist save night. Why was this happening? Adam thought that through eating the fruit of the forbidden tree, he had brought sin into actuality. Sin is spiritual poison. Adam thought that he had literally poisoned the environment. And having brought death into the world itself was slowly, slowly dying. Thus for 8 days he sat in fasting and prayer. And then he saw a day which was so slightly longer than the previous one, that the light was coming back into the world. This was the first winter solstice, and with this first winter solstice, Adam realized that the shortening of the days was no more than a natural occurrence, the way of the world. He then made a Yom Tov celebration, which lasted for a further 8 days. In subsequent years, Adam observed a festival for both his 8 days of fasting and his 8 days of celebration. That celebration that Adam made is the reason that the secular calendar begins with January. And as we know, virtually every culture in the world has its midwinter celebration. These events, these celebrations, are no more than the vestiges of an ancient festival created by the first man when he walked from darkness into light at the dawn of time.